Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert, Miss Denise, an etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Sunday, and welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The Talk Show. Today is Sunday, June 24, 2012, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening, everyone. My name is Miss Denise, and I am the HR Lady.
Denise, how are you?
I am well, Donna. It's so good to be back on the air.
It is great to be back. We've been on somewhat of a sabbatical, you guys, but we are back. And we are back with this evening's topic, which is wedding etiquette. So you guys, listen, stay tuned for some great wedding tips and information. And first of all, of course, since the name of the show is What Is Etiquette Anyway?, we need to answer that question. After all, Denise, you know that we have new listeners every week, and thank you guys for joining our What Is Etiquette Anyway family. And, of course, our listeners are made up of all ages, and many of them are children as well. So we want to talk about what etiquette is, and etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So thank you so much, Charles I and II. So if you guys don't remember the backstory, just remember to please mind your manner. Okay? Well, before we get into the show, let's go ahead and give our contact information. You can give us a call at area code 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. Or you can simply send us an email at etiquettelady@gmail.com. Once again, etiquette ladies, and that is plural, at gmail.com. Well, once again, you guys, welcome to our show. We're going to be talking about wedding etiquette. And of course, Denise, you know that June is a huge month, or even a kickoff month for a lot of weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, guys, we're going to discuss the planning stage and more. If you are a bride or a groom-to-be, feel free to call in your questions or send us your questions or comments. And it doesn't matter whether this is your first wedding or if it's your second or third wedding. It doesn't really matter because we want to make sure that we can give you some tips and information to make this a really special affair. And of course, we're going to discuss what to wear to weddings and just, you know, a lot of times people ask, and I know when we did the show before, Denise, a lot of people were asking, you know, what's the proper attire to wear to weddings. So we'll be talking about it at that as well. We have a very special guest that is joining us this evening. Her name is Andrina Meeks of Andrina Meeks Originals. And so we're going to talk to her in just a moment. Really excited to speak with her because she has been in this business for, gosh, it's a long time. I'll let her tell you exactly how long. But she is certainly an expert. So, guys, you might want to go ahead right now, go get something to write with, get you some paper because you are certainly going to want to jot down some notes. So how exciting, Denise, huh?
It is exciting. I like jot some notes down myself for the future.
Yeah. Right, grab you a pen and some paper and let's get busy. Now, a while back, I wrote a column, and I called it Eliminate Stress with Proper Planning, or an article. And a lot of times, you know, when the question has been answered and all the excitement, like, ooh, I'm engaged, then reality sets in, and it's time to plan the wedding. And, of course, weddings can be as simple or as extravagant, you know, as you would like. But remaining stress-free is possible. And I'll repeat that, remaining stress-free. It really is possible when there's good concrete planning. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. I'm going to go ahead and bring on Andrina. Andrina, are you there?
Yes, I am, Donna.
Evening, how are you?
I'm wonderful, and I'm so excited to be connecting with you and connecting with Denise today to teach our guests about weddings and proper planning.
Well, we are certainly excited to have you with us, and I'm sure our listeners have had an opportunity to grab something to take notes because we know that you're going to be giving them some great information. Just to start out, Andrina, for those who may have just gotten engaged or maybe getting ready to get married sometime in the future, what would you suggest, first of all, as far as the planning stage? How long would you say that weddings really should be planned in advance?
Well, if you have the time, which all events are just not on the same time frame. But if you have the time, I would recommend anywhere from 9 months to even 16 months. And sometimes we have a few that plan a couple of years in advance. But the more time that you give yourself, if you allot yourself, particularly if you've been dating for a while, then I think the better that you can have the type of affair that you dream of. But 9 months is certainly, to a year, is certainly enough time to have any size wedding that you would prefer.
Mm-hmm. And would you suggest also that the bride purchase some sort of a wedding planner so they can
Yes, Donna. Yes. There are so many wedding planning books on the market. You can go to the websites or check with your local bookstore. And some of the bridal magazines will have an entire section that you can actually tear out. And I suggest that you take that, and most of them come with a calendar, but I suggest based on your time frame that you will pull together your calendar in order to plan that stress-free wedding.
Absolutely. And I know we just kind of jumped right in just being so excited to have you with us, but I'm going to back up just a minute. Just tell everyone who you are, what you do, the name of your company, and just so that they can, you know, have a little more idea of why you are such the expert that you are.
Well, I am Andrina Meeks with Fashion Design Center, or Andrina Meeks Originals, and I have been in the wedding planning, dress designing business for over 35 years. And on several different fronts, and I'm located here in Atlanta, but I travel all over according to the bride's desire. And we do anything from first-time weddings and other events, second, third times, as well as engagement dresses, the whole trousseau for the honeymoon. We just run the gamut. If it can be sewn, altered, that's what we do. And we're here to assist you in making your dreams come true. I can be located at 770-814-9116, or you can reach us at 404-610-2301. Now, we have sometimes brides every now and then that only gives us 2 to 3 months, and we've even had shorter time frames than that. Of course, we prefer more time, but we can handle a short time frame as well.
Sounds great. Let me ask you a question, because I can you explain to the listening audience, you mentioned engagement dress. Tell us about that.
Well, nowadays they've become a lot more popular. Couples are establishing new trends. You know, we are in the millennium, and couples are just desiring to put their own stamp, their own personal picture, even on their engagements. So many people are planning more in advance, and fashion is such a part of who people are. And what we do is we assist you in determining the flavor. So sometimes if a person's favorite color is purple, you know, or what have you, or red or whatever, they'll start the whole process off with the dress even for the engagement. And sometimes we have grooms that will even surprise their bride, particularly if it's a client that we've already been working with and they've already been talking about the wedding for quite some time. And so we just do it all, and it's so exciting, and we love the detail of it all. We also do rehearsal dinner dresses now with coordinating custom design jewelry, the necklace, bracelets, earrings, sometimes even shoes. We just had one bride just in the last few weeks that we designed a rehearsal dinner dress and shoes and so forth to coordinate with her Jimmy Choo shoes that the groom had given her a few months before.
How lovely. Wow. Well, Denise, I know that you've been fully emailed, so let's go ahead and move to one of your email questions.
I do have a question that has come up before, but this email says, "Dear etiquette ladies and guests, I have a question concerning an older bride who is getting married for the first time. I'm concerned that she is wearing a white dress. What color dress would you suggest to someone who is older, say late 50s, early 60s, for the dress color for the very first wedding, but her fiancé has been married before?"
Good question. Andrina, would you...
Okay, well, I know that there's a lot of controversy surrounding the color of a bride's dress.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when a bride, even if she's 50, if she has never been married before, as you suggest, sometimes her heart's desire is still a white dress. Mm-hmm. And so I always say, if you're the bride, then you can decide. If the groom is comfortable with you wearing a white dress, in fact, sometimes we have grooms that insist that their brides wear white. And so if white is the color that you desire, I say, you know, buck tradition, if it's your first time wedding, and still do white. But now there are many different shades of white. You know, you have pearly whites, you have organic whites, pure whites. There's some, and most silks do not come in pure white. So I suggest that you either do a pure white if you prefer, but if not, you can always do something just a little softer or with just a grayish or yellowish undertone that is still white, if you feel comfortable with that. But it's your day. That's the main thing. It's your day. So do what makes you feel comfortable, you and the groom. It's about the two of you and then all of the people that you love and that love you. And if people love you, they accept who you are. After all, a wedding is about you and your family and your friends and coworkers and the people that love and support you. So, you know, I say go for it. But if you prefer another color, there are other, we've even done some dresses where the top portion of the lace was white, and then it had a really soft pink or really soft yellow or really pale blue or mint. It was so soft. It was almost white. And that's also a very a sophisticated and very modern approach to it.
Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah, I like that. If you are the bride, then you decide. And that just kind of settles it.
That settles it.
Yeah, sounds like that.
Yes.
Good. Now, as far as the planning stage, I know I mentioned a few other things in the article that I wrote. I talked about, and people have to really realize this, when you're especially planning in advance, you want to make sure that you set your budget. You know, you want to determine the type of wedding you want and how much you realistically want to spend. And I emphasize realistically because, you know, sometimes, and Andrew, and I'm sure you'll agree that, you know, most people, especially brides, do see weddings as a fantasy. But at some point when you're trying to budget, it must come into reality. Would you agree with that?
Oh, most definitely. In fact, I think the budget is one of the greatest elements of a wedding that can cause stress in the beginning and continue to cause stress even up to the day of your wedding if you're not very, very careful. And I think that all weddings, whether it's in your home or at a major event or a church, can be just as beautiful no matter what your budget is. But do, as Donna mentioned, be realistic, accept your budget, and also decide who will assist with that budget. Nowadays, sometimes the bride and grooms, particularly if they're a little older, will share the budget. But sometimes we're even having both families, the bride's family and the groom's family, sometimes sharing in the budget. So, but that is where you begin. You begin with your budget, then your timeline, because those are the two major factors that would determine the success in accomplishing the goal of just a beautiful, warm, and loving day. So start with that budget, and whatever that budget is, I'd say, you know, stick with that budget. And if you can pad the budget with, 20 to 25% more, that's okay if you can afford that. But if you cannot, then work in the elements that you can. Determine what elements are most important to you. You may make a list of, say, you know, anywhere from 25 to even 50 elements that are important to you. And then I would always recommend to the bride and groom and family that you would choose, say, one-third or half of those that are most realistic and start with those. Start with the larger things. And then if you find, you know, as you go along that you have the budget and you have the time to add in other elements that are on your list, by all means bring some of those things in. But start with a realistic budget and a realistic picture of the elements that are most important to you. And to the groom as well. Make sure that you check with the groom and find out what's important to him. After all, it's about the both of you. And you don't want to start out your engagement or your wedding planning, you know, with disagreements over budget and details. And maybe you can compromise on some things that are important to you and some things that are important to him. You know, but start out with the spirit of agreement over the entire process, and it can be more beautiful than just loving.
Great. And thank you guys for just joining us. You're listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Our special guest is Andrea Meek from Andrea Meek Original, and we are talking about wedding etiquette. Okay. Also, you know, you guys might want to consider, before you walk down the aisle, you might want to walk and go get some counseling, because, of course, with the divorce rate as high as it is, you may want to consider premarital counseling. And there are several different, I guess, customs and practices of the pastor or rabbi or bishop or whomever they usually, depending upon, you know, their beliefs, they may not marry you unless, you know, you go through a required amount of counseling. So you might want to check with them before or as you begin to schedule your date as well. Also, attending bridal shows. You can attend bridal shows for some ideas and register by all means to win prizes. Andrea, we know that there are a lot of vendors that are at these events, and many times some of the prizes are honeymoons. And I know of a young lady who attended one of those bridal affair shows, and she registered, and she and her husband received a 7-day cruise. You know, they won their honeymoon. So talking about budget, that freed up a lot of their money.
Yes,
they
yes.
They had planned to spend on the honeymoon, so that was just quite a blessing for them. So, and it's good, too, Andrea, of course, to hire a wedding director, you know, as yourself, because oftentimes, you know, like you were saying, you know, when you're looking at it realistically, you don't want to be so excited that you miss some of the important components or the important elements. And so you may certainly look at hiring a wedding director because, you know, that is definitely a great investment. But also, Denise, I know you have some questions, and I think I've pulled a couple, too. And, guys, we thank you so much for your patience. Let's go to the phone first and see if we can pick up a caller. Extension 6824, hello. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Okay, they may be just sitting idle listening to information, which that's fine, you guys. If you want to listen in, that's fine. But don't be shy, okay? You can ask a question. It's okay. I have something that says, I'd like a simple wedding. What is considered a simple wedding? Is it the amount you spend, amount in the wedding party, or where you get married? And this comes from D'Angela Moss in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, that's my hometown.
Oh, why?
Yes, yeah. A simple wedding can be considered either one of the above. Depending upon, you can have a simple budget. It can be simple because it has less elements. It can be simple because it's you've invited, you know, 20 to 50 guests. Because some people choose to have a simpler elements and fewer elements, but just make them more beautiful and more consistent, maybe an all-white wedding. It can be either or. You know, one thing about weddings is that it's about you and it's your style and how you feel about yourself and the love for the bride and the groom and the people that are attending. So all of the above can be considered a simple wedding. But the more elaborate the wedding is, the more difficult it is to call it a simple wedding, because no matter what you plan, there will be some unexpected elements usually, you know, that in, because we're all human, that involve persons. Sometimes we have illnesses and families, you know, that come into play, sometimes even the bride and groom. And then sometimes some of the elements that you order may take a little longer in coming in. And so the more you plan in advance, a really simple wedding really is possible.
Okay, say a bride comes to you, Andrea, and she's not really sure what kind of gown she would like to have.
Yeah.
What kind of steps do you take with her as far as, like, the interview process and just trying to determine, you know, what she would like for you to create or design for her?
Well, what we do is we sit down and we do an analysis of who she is and who she's been and who the bride and the groom is, how they met, and what are some of the favorite things. And what I like to do is to really just get a bride, you know, or sometimes a bride and groom, because a lot of grooms are more involved nowadays. I try to get them just a little loose and just talking about themselves, you know, so that I can really get a realistic picture of who they are and what their personalities are. And I just I start with how you met. You know, I always start with how you met and what that story is and what are some of the important, you know, elements of your dating has been and what you plan for your future to be like. And usually most of them have something that they can feel. And then sometimes they just know the type of place. And sometimes it's just simply the time of year. And every now and then it's, I just want to feel light. And it can be something as simple as I get hot very easily. And I sometimes will look at their body type and drape them in fabrics and determine whether or not they want their arms out, whether they want sleeveless or strapless. And most of the time people know, but every now and then they don't know. So I drape them in fabrics to help determine the elements that bring out the most of their body type. You know, we have all of these body types and heights. I will determine whether the bride, what the heights of the bride and grooms are, how they'll look on the pictures, among the people that you desire to be in your wedding, what sizes are they? You know, all of that goes into determining. And then sometimes we will start with the bridesmaids, believe it or not, because you don't necessarily want the bridesmaids to always have what the bride is wearing. But then sometimes the bride wants them to have something similar to what she's wearing. It just depends upon the bride. But believe it or not, nowadays, about 75% of the dresses that we do are strapless, believe it or not. And we're doing more one shoulder, but strapless is still about at least 75% of our business. That's the current trend.
And that brings me to a question here. It says, are there times when you should wear sleeveless attire or not if the wedding is being held in the church? And this comes from Kim Franklin of Gainesville, Georgia.
Well, some churches have very strict rules. Some churches have strict rules as to no cleavage, because we're in a day and time where a lot of women are doing more cleavage, even sometimes for weddings. So, and then in a lot of the cathedrals, they insist that you wear sleeves. And so sometimes we do shrugs or wraps or so forth to wear in the cathedrals and so forth. And then, of course, that can be taken off after the wedding as you go on to your reception. But there are very strict rules in some settings, and usually people know. In fact, we have a few brides that, because they want to wear a certain type dress, have chosen other venues other than their church or cathedral home because they wanted to wear something a little bit more festive than what is allowed.
This is great information. You guys, I told you we were going to get some great information. And when it comes to etiquette, we're talking about protocol. So that's interesting. Denise, did you know that?
No.
I didn't know
that.
No, but
that is so good. I've been taking notes, actually, because it's so different now. And when it comes to churches, I've seen some low-cut and, you know, sleeveless cleavages and everything in certain some churches when I've been to weddings. So that's interesting to know. Very interesting.
It's amazing how varied the concepts of how brides see themselves. We've had brides to do corsets, corset-type wedding gowns. And then nowadays the trend a lot for me is that the bride is getting a second dress done to change into at the reception, and so that she can really enjoy herself at the end of the reception, because sometimes she'll start with something a little bit more formal.
I don't mean to interrupt, but if we can hold you over for just a few more minutes, that would be great. I'm going to say goodbye to those of you who are listening live. We are going to, your segment will end in about 30 seconds. We're going to carry it over. So for anything that you guys missed, remember that our shows are all archived, so you'll be able to go back
and listen to the show in its entirety. This is so much great information. We're going to carry it over just a few minutes longer. So those of you who still, we haven't gotten to your questions, we have not forgotten you. We're going to try to make sure that we certainly cover everything. Denise, I know that you have also, you still have some emails as well. You want to go ahead and go to one of yours? You guys, we really are going to try to answer all your questions. Okay, Denise.
This one came in, and it says, to Andrina, is there any type of dress you won't design? I'm looking for something that's very different, non-traditional, and a little bit far out.
Well, you've come to the expert. As we said before, you are the bride, you decide, and when you come to me, we decide. So as far as you can go, I can go. It's all about you. It's about you. And I am here, and my staff is here. Geraldine has been with me for more than 25 years, and we are here to compliment you and to come into agreement with your vision, your purpose for you and the groom. So I can design anything that you want, and I'm excited to design anything that you want. And there is nothing that I will not design. It's up to you. It's your day.
One of the listeners asked also, you gave a phone number, a couple of phone numbers. Do you have a website that's available?
Yes, AndrinaMeeks.com.
Okay.
And I can be reached, yes, at 770-814-9116 or 404-610-2301. And I love doing weddings. I love assisting people in helping their dreams come true, and that's our specialty. And it is our pleasure to serve you.
That is wonderful. And that Andrina is spelled AndrinaMeeks, AndrinaMeeks.com, correct? Also, there's a question here. It actually says, what should the mother of the bride wear, and what about the mother of the groom?
Well, all of that has changed, and so usually the bride will choose the colors that she wants the mothers of the bride and the mother of the groom to wear. And sometimes, believe it or not, we have it where they would like for both of them to be in similar colors. And then another bride may choose contrasting colors. So once again, it's still usually up to the bride. And nowadays, mothers are a lot more youthful than they used to be. And so you'll sometimes even find mothers of the bride and mothers of the groom, even in strapless dresses, usually with a little cover-up or a shrug or a wrap, but not always. But I still always say that if you're the mother of the bride or the mother of the groom, to still dress appropriately, whatever you consider that to be. But do keep in mind that it's still about the bride and the groom, and that you want to compliment and make this a loving day for the couple and for both families concerned, because two families are being brought together in unity and agreement to support each other. And so how you establish as mothers, how you establish the wedding and the wedding day can be the beginning of just beautiful relationships between two families. So I say just kind of come into agreement and just be very agreeable, and just remember that when you got married, you had your day, and that it really is the bride's day, and that it's about really love and harmony. And if you keep that in mind, usually everything works out appropriately.
Wow. Well, Andrina, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Again, you guys, we've been talking about wedding etiquette with Andrina Meeks. And Andrina, if you could give them your information one more time.
Okay.
To make sure that they can contact you. Go right ahead.
Okay, that's AndrinaMeeks.com. That's AndrinaMeeks. Meeks, MEEKS.com. We can be reached at 770 814-9116 or at 404-610-2301.
Great. Again, you guys, you've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. And, of course, each week, we always want to remind you to initiate a random act of kindness.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
Okay, this week's random act of kindness, it says, my name is Sally O'Mara, and I live in Washington, D.C. My family and I listen to your show all the time, and I thank you for the various topics regarding etiquette. I wanted to share an act of kindness. While standing in line in the supermarket, there was a lady with 3 children who had a basket full of groceries. It took quite some time to ring it all up. Afterwards, this mom looked in her purse and didn't have any money. She left her billfold at home. The entire bill would have had to have been voided, but I asked the man standing behind me if he had any extra money. He looked and said, sure. The lady in the line and the one behind her on the other side said she would contribute as well. Between the 4 of us, we paid for her groceries. That kept us from having to wait a long time for the cashier to void the order. I thanked the others and told them about your show and the Acts of Kindness segment. I gave them your blog address and call and phone number, and they said they didn't know a show like this existed. We all felt good about this act of kindness. Thanks for what you do for the country and helping to make us all less selfish. Wow. Thank you so much, Sally, for sharing that with us. And, yes, we do certainly ask that each week, please initiate a random act of kindness and help us into making the world a polite place to live. Well, thank you so much again, you guys, for joining us this evening. Thank you for listening. Remember, if you have an etiquette topic that you would like to hear on the show, please feel free to let us know about that. Tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen as well. And remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly, like them deep within your heart. And that comes from Proverbs 3:3. Once again, remember to initiate a random act of kindness this week, and please join us again next time as we will be discussing vacation etiquette. Thanks again for listening. Take care, good night, and God bless.